This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
And we're coming to you live from the Built Four Tough Studio. Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti. It's Boomer and Geo on the Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network and wherever you are in the free Odyssey app. Good Monday morning. We are almost all back today. Jerry is out today. He'll be back tomorrow. He's getting ready for his big charity golf tournament. We'll be participating in a little bit later for his buddy Scott and his family and raising money for ALS. So we'll be a part of that a little bit later. But then the next 4 days of this week, we will all be back together before we're off again. And then bang, it is football season. It is all about pedal to the metal. You got the pennant races and everything else. And when we left here on Friday, Boomer was out. I mean, it was as bad as you could possibly imagine with the New York Mets, the fan base, the feel around it. It was a struggle to have a feel-good summer Friday. But finally, couple wins in a row. Really nice night last night with the Little League Classic. And now maybe, just maybe, things can trend in the right direction. But you needed to see a couple games in a row, and you needed to see this team put together two nice nights, especially on national TV last night. So we'll see where that goes. And we'll get to some football today as the Jets and Giants faced off over the weekend. Good to have you back. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, G. I'm doing great. And a couple things that I'm excited about. Number one, Nolan McLean, and the other one is Jackson Dart.
Yeah.
Two young kids that really are starting to make their mark. And you know, watching Nolan McLean the other night, I was like, man, hopefully this is the next Nolan Ryan. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
They are about the same size, and they do throw about the same amount of at the same speed and velocity. It was pretty impressive watching him, and you can see how athletic he is. And that's great. That's exactly what the Mets needed. And then, of course, Jackson Dart is making a very interesting Giants training camp. And I wanted to start there because this is what you want from your young quarterback. You want him to put doubt in the coach's mind. Like, you want him to like really shine and to stick out. And to me, watching him these last two games, now I know it's against the backup of the Jets, and you always got to take that into account. But nonetheless, he looks like he belongs. And that's the first step. The first step is to see, does he get anxious? Is he making mistakes, calling plays? They did a lot of no-huddle stuff. I liked all of that stuff that Brian Daboll and Mike Kafka are doing with Jackson Dart. And he seems to have, like, the it personality. Seems to have, like, what you want. Like, a little bit of moxie, if you want to call it that. This is exactly what Josh Allen had when he got to Buffalo. He was like a wild bull that they had to train. Now, I'm not saying he is Josh Allen. I'm just saying that here we are 3 weeks into training camp, and he is now basically separated himself. He's shown that he looks like he can belong, and which is going to make an interesting dynamic, a great place in the quarterback situation for the New York Giants, because they've already announced that Russell Wilson's going to be the starting quarterback, and that's going to be fine. They have a tough opening schedule. We've discussed this ad nauseum, it seems like. when or will Jackson Dorsey playing time? Will it become because the team is losing and they got to put the kid out there and get some energy going, or is it going to come because somebody got hurt? All I can say, everything thus far about Jackson Dart is everything that Brian Daboll and Joe Shane could have hoped for.
Yeah, so even before this game on Saturday, I was talking to Jerry about Jackson Dart. And yes, obviously I've had some fun when he was drafted and the Utah and the Pudgy, the whole thing with Phil Simms. But so even before what I saw on Saturday, one thing that stood out for me in the first preseason game and camp and some of the things I've watched is he looks more like a guy that belongs in the NFL already than I ever felt about Daniel Jones and Zach Wilson. And I said those things at the time. So this is not revisionist history. I was all over how I thought Zach Wilson looked like a young kid who was overwhelmed. I was all over how Daniel Jones had that kind of goofy face going on and it just wasn't working out. Didn't seem like he was going to be the next Eli Manning. Jackson Dart, that it factor thing, the way he carries himself, I see that more in him than I ever saw in those two guys, especially when they first started. Now, that doesn't mean that it's going to work out. And there were a couple, you look at his numbers, the numbers look great in the preseason game. A lot of these were screen passes. The touchdown pass was a good one. He had another really good throw that was about 12 or 13 yards.
Yeah, against backups.
Right. But he looks, it's not, like you watch Justin Fields play in that game, who's been in the league for a while. It looks like it's a different world for him. Where Jackson Dart feels comfortable, he knows what to do with the ball. It's a good, really, really good start, but you can't get ahead of yourself.
No, you can't. But I'm just saying, if it were me that I drafted this kid and I watched him play these last two games,
he'd be happy.
Okay,
yeah.
This is something, we got something here, and it's the personality aspect. He's completely different than Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones was the flatliner.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I could even say that about Eli, but Eli is one of the funniest flatliners we've ever seen.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, especially now. He's no longer
a flatliner.
Well,
it wasn't then, but yeah, now.
Yeah, but now,
yeah. You
know, he was guarded when he was the quarterback of the Giants.
Right.
Now he's more, the personality's more coming out, and you see everything else. Jackson has got more of that. He's got more of that, that kind of like, I'm the alpha dog guy. You could see him in the huddle. You could see him on the sideline. You could see him talking to Brian Daboll. And there's a lot of things that Brian's trying to do with Jackson, putting him in different spots, see if he's ready to go, like on a moment's notice, taking Russell Wilson out of a series. And it really, I got to say, it's not surprising, but it is a welcome, I think, identity change for the quarterback room there for the New York Giants, especially because of the personalities. The personalities make it a little bit fun. Jameis makes it fun. Certainly, Jackson is learning, and it's gonna be interesting to see how this transpires over the next 5 years. And hopefully, the Giants have found their quarterback of the future. And if they have, that means most likely that Joe Shane and Brian Daboll are going to be around here, taking care of this kid and giving him an opportunity to be the star. I kind of feel like he can be, but I'm not saying right out of the gate. You know, people have to understand that these quarterbacks are being evaluated every single day, especially the younger quarterbacks. How do they call plays? How do they handle the huddle? You know, what's the sideline demeanor like? What are we talking about during breaks? Is he the first guy in the building? Is he the last guy to leave the building? All of those things are being evaluated right now during training camp. And I think he's probably aced most of it. I think his interaction with the media has been fun. But then again, he hasn't really felt the pressure. Like, he doesn't really know what New York pressure is all about until the season starts, and he then, ascends to, being the starting quarterback, whenever that may be.
Yeah, I mean, right now it's a great situation for him because he's got two guys who have basically seen it all in the NFL.
Three guys.
Ahead of him. Well, he had Tommy DeVito there, too, but ahead of him in the depth chart with Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston, where, he can watch how they handle themselves. He can get a lot of advice from them on what to do and kind of sit back. And I guess really got to resist the urge to put him in too early. I mean, that's really what it's going to come down to. And Brian Daboll, I trust in knowing when he'll be ready. But we've seen it too many times before when a guy gets into a season because jobs are on the line for these coaches when maybe he's not ready. That's the one thing that they're going to have to avoid.
Well, the other thing, too, is remember, where Brian Daboll came from. He came from Buffalo, and it's a little bit different story. Back then, Buffalo had Nathan Peterman as their opening day quarterback.
Yeah, I remember.
And
they
got blasted. I forget who they played, but they got blasted. And they said, screw this. We're putting a kid in. Mm. And then Josh Allen basically took the league by storm. Now, it was not pretty when he first started because if you remember, he was running all over the place trying to leap over everybody else.
Yeah, bad turnovers and
right, all that kind of crazy stuff. But it was fun to watch, and you could see that he was really getting into it as a young player. The question is that what Jackson Dart has right now? I think he has a little bit of that, actually. I think he's got to learn to slide. I think, but again, you know, the reason he may not be sliding and maybe the way that he's running is because he wants to prove to his teammates that I'm as tough as you guys, which is a great it's a great attribute to have as a quarterback. Like, you want them. Like, did you ever feel that way about? I kind of felt that way about Daniel Jones. I felt like he really wanted his teammates to understand that he would take a hit for them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, on the field,
for sure. I never felt that way with Zach Wilson.
No. Absolutely not. I mean, and I don't want to sit here and just, you know, crush those guys for as bad as they've been. But there is a distinct difference. Like, I remember sitting next to Daniel Jones the last training camp that he was here and asking him, like, you know, you've been here for a long time. I don't know anything about you. You know, I really don't. You haven't showed any sort of personality or anything. And whereas Jackson Dart, I feel like since he's been drafted, I know more about him in these couple of months than I have about Daniel Jones in the years that he was here. And that's something I really, and you could speak to this better than me, of course, but that's something I think really translates to the locker room. It's like, I know who this guy is. Like, you know, he's one of us as opposed to just someone I can't figure out who's quiet and goofy.
I mean, I think if you ask Phil Simms this, I would say the same thing. I mean, it's just fun watching a kid come in and play well, do well, handle the media well without the pressure that he'll know someday. I don't know when he'll know it, but he's going to know it. And then all of a sudden things change a little bit. And that's where you have to become a little bit more guarded about your comments and things of that nature. But right now, you know, this is vacation time for him in terms of he doesn't have to worry about being the opening day starter against the Washington Commanders just yet. Now, if Russell Wilson or something happens, if they get off to a bad start, things don't look right, then there's going to be intense pressure to play this kid. I can already sense it from my Giant fan friends. The Giant fan friends of my life, I told you, are really, really passionate about their team. But I also know that, you know, they would defend Daniel Jones to the hilt. They would die on the hill with him. I mean, only because he wore that uniform and they love that uniform. They love the history and they love the quarterbacks that have been successful, including our buddy Phil. But the fact of the matter is this kid is a different personality and you can tell it. And that's exactly what Brian Daboll probably saw in Jackson Dart during those combine interviews, talking to Lane Kiffin, you know, saying that this kid has got a little bit of that red ass in him that you need to have as a quarterback, and he is an alpha male. Now, it's going to take a while for him to establish all of that, but I think so far, man, these 3 weeks and watching these two games and watching what he looks like, so far, so good. I'm not saying or advocating that he should be starting the season.
No.
I'm not saying any of that.
We're also not saying that he's going to have a fruitful NFL career based on this start. It's just all it is this. It's a good start. And then not everybody has a good start like this. Also, you know, we can give examples of guys who had bad starts in the preseason and ended up having great careers. And then guys like Mitch Trubisky, who had one of the great opening preseason games ever and then ended up having the career that he had. So we're not, you know, this is not Jackson Dart's going to be a star. Dude, it's that so far, really good.
I can only go by my first taste of the NFL was against the Jets at Giant Stadium when I was a rookie with the Bengals.
Yeah.
And I remember the game like it was yesterday. I was 9 of 12. I had a lot of bootlegs. A lot of guys were open, playing against backup, you know, defensive guys.
Sure.
And I remember how proud I was that we won the game. And, you know, obviously my dad and my family and friends, everybody was at the game. And it was like, oh, my God, you got this. This is going to be the easiest thing in the world. And I'll tell you, as the season wore on, I was worn out. I mean, mentally, I was fatigued. I started 4 games. I had no idea what I was doing. I mean, it was a very complicated offense. It was the West Coast offense. And all I can say is that maybe these kids are a little bit more accelerated than we were when we came into the NFL, just simply because they threw more in college.
Yeah.
And these kids tend to be a little bit older now. And that's a good thing that Jackson Dart's a little bit older. You can see it, you know, and that's what you really want. But I would just say, you know, it's cautious optimism is how I would explain it about him. For the Jets, this is going to be a work in progress. And every Jet fan that I've seen since they signed Justin Fields is like, what do you think? And so I'll tell you what I think. I think he's going to be erratic. I think he's going to be inaccurate. And I think he's going to be a little bit nervous. And he's going to run with the ball. So you're going to have a quarterback that's going to be running with the football that will make first downs for you guys, something you haven't seen in a long time around here. So that part of the game you're going to like. The passing part of the game is going to be very, very frustrating, especially when he's trying to learn his fourth offense now in 4 years. He's with a rookie offensive play caller, offensive coordinator, in Tanner Engstrom. And there's going to be a lot of indecision. And if you have offensive penalties, you could tie that right back to the quarterback and the quarterback's indecision. That's why, like, when Tom Brady or Peyton Manning or, you know, Lamar Jackson and, you know, Patrick Mahomes and Joe Burrow, like, there's not a lot of offensive penalties. There's not a lot of false starts. You know, they're in command. They understand things. They understand the offenses that they're in. But Justin Fields is off to a really, really shaky start. And that's not unexpected, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, when you mention nervous, I think that's one of the better words of things that popped off the screen to me, because he's a guy who obviously has been in the league now for a number of years. But you mentioned it's a new offense, new offense, new offense, now a new place altogether here with the Jets. And it was like he was overwhelmed by an NFL game that he should feel better about being in with his experience. He just wasn't. I mean, there, you know, a couple of times you just like drop back, you know, two steps, look around and just throw the ball like a, you know, half-assed throw. I'm like, wow. It's like, it just seemed like he was overwhelmed
There's a reason why Mike Tomlin replaced him with Russell Wilson, even though they were 4-2 with him.
Yeah.
And the only thing that I can think of is because they either didn't trust the decision-making, he wasn't calling the plays the way they needed to be called.
Well, I felt like there was a ceiling with him, and that ceiling wasn't going to get them to the playoffs. That's what it was.
Yeah. I mean, I see that, but I also know that, you know, the Jets had to do something. They replaced the Hall of Famer with basically a huge question mark. And I think it's, you know, they're going to try to run, and they're going to try to run the ball. And you know what? It's great. You want to run the ball in the NFL. That helps you win. There's no question about that, as we've seen with Saquon Barkley. But, you know, you're adding Saquon Barkley to a team that has two unbelievable wide receivers and a quarterback that, much like Justin Fields, is able to run as well, but he's not afraid to throw it down the field.
Yeah. Yep.
So he's got more learning to do. And really, I would definitely play him again. And I don't want them handling him the way that they handled Mark Sanchez. If you remember that, they go down to Baltimore, they get their asses kicked. Mark Sanchez is like all over the place. You could see how nervous he was. And then that after that game, I remember Rex Ryan talking about, we need to ground and pound. We need to run it more. You know, and I'm like, the next game they should have came out and Mark Sanchez should have thrown 50 times. And as Phil often talks about his conversations with Bill Parcells, I would have said the same thing to Mark Sanchez. If you don't throw three interceptions today, you ain't trying. You got to get out there and you got to go learn to play and you got to fight through this, because the more it tightens up, the more negativity around a particular player, the harder it is for that player to become the leader that you really desperately need him to be at that position. So I think it's kind of like the Jets are really, I think, stuck because they have no other alternative.
No.
Especially with Tyrod Taylor being hurt.
Yeah, was it Adrian Martinez who went out there? He was a Fakakta football guy. I'm sure Eddie knew about him a little bit, threw a couple balls. I mean, that's not the answer, obviously, and Tyrod Taylor is always hurt. So Justin Fields is going to get his opportunity, but yeah, I don't think the expectations for the Jets in this season as far as wins and losses is going to be very high. I didn't believe it was before these preseason games. I certainly haven't seen anything that's made me change my mind on that. And by the way, training camp coverage on WFAN is brought to you by Geico. Switch and save. Get more with Geico as we are just, it's going to be a week from Thursday, and we're going to have real NFL football, right? Or 2 weeks from Thursday. Yeah. Excuse me.
Thursday. You actually got a game tonight. You got Cincinnati playing tonight.
Oh, yeah. A little Monday Night Football preseason situation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. We've got CeeLo here today, and he's got some sports for us, including a couple of wins, finally, different than what we had at the end of last week with the baseball teams. What's up, CeeLo?
Just a tad, a little different. Good morning. Sponsored by Primo Brands, the official water sponsor of MLB. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Also brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
Is it me or, like, I don't know, you just walked in here, but I don't think you smell.
No, I don't.
There's this musty smell on this radio station. Well, you guys actually smell it or no?
No, I don't really.
You're away for a week. I come back and it's like, it smells like dirty socks.
Yeah. Just in here or in general?
It kind of smells in here, but I'll tell you, Evan and Tiki's, that studio with Brandon and Sal, that stinks. That smells like a men's hockey locker room.
Because I will tell you, last week the architect rolled through the newsroom and was a little concerned and asked if I was out there with Rascona. And he wanted to know if we detected a little bit of a musty stench.
Yeah, yeah. It's a rank smell is what it is.
And we were just like, we're kind of used to it around here.
Yeah, I'm totally nose blind to anything that smells in here.
You're away for a week. You come back, you smell it.
Yeah.
It literally, for those people out there that have been in a hockey locker room, that's what it smells like.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go. I mean, the stench of the dried sweat in the equipment, I haven't picked up on that yet. I mean, the real bad hockey locker room or equipment is, that's rough.
We had this guy on our hockey team, and he opened his bag. It was so bad, he cleared out the locker room.
Yeah, that's
so bad. And I'm like, hey, dude, you're getting dressed outside. Get the hell out of here.
When we came back from vacation last summer, and I walked into the house and didn't realize how much my house smelled like dogs, that was a huge wake-up call to me. I was like, this is what the house smells like? Because we were gone for 10 days.
Yeah. That's why I have that air diffuser in my office.
Yeah, I know.
Just to combat the stink around
let's
here.
Let's get a diffuser in here then.
I mean, somebody really stinks. I don't know. Evan used to do that bird bath thing. Remember that?
I don't think it's someone really stinks. You're the only one who thinks it's that bad.
It is bad.
Okay.
You know, maybe we can go get somebody from a different floor upstairs, Al, and bring them down here and just say, does this place smell?
Well,
and,
if you set them up like that, of course you're looking for a yes.
What do you notice? Like walking through a couple of the studios, say, hey, what do you notice?
That's better.
This is Sal and BT studio. Man, it stinks in here.
Well, at least BT cleared out the pants that were hanging in that studio for about a week on a hanger. So those are gone now.
What were those?
I'm not really sure, but they were in there. They were on a hanger.
Nobody knew where they came from. Yeah. There was thoughts that they were Lou Gower's pants or Cody Rhodes, the wrestler's pants.
Well, maybe that's part of the stink.
Could be.
I did take note that they were cleared out late last week, so they're not still hanging in that middle studio over there.
All right. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I just wanted to get that off my chest. The place stinks.
Sure. Well, if you'd like to take a whiff of me, I'm pretty sure it's not me, but if you want to take a whiff.
I'm not saying it was you. That's you look like you're cleaned up today.
Yeah. Very good.
Good to go.
Yeah.
You know, we got a long day ahead of us, so, you know.
Yes, we do. Are you playing in this today?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Too bad we can't do a little side bet scramble thing as you're playing with someone who's never played golf before. That's
so
stinks.
I hear. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, you better not hold. You better just keep it moving. Do not hold us up.
Oh, okay. Well, hopefully you guys will go, well, it's a shotgun. So, yeah, not really.
Do not hold us up. Who's
so you're
going to
put that on
not a guy.
It's a gal. Yeah.
Did she like? Did she like win a like? Yes. An auction.
Jerry put out the Jerry auctioned off you guys, and he auctioned off myself and JJ. So you got me, JJ, this gal, and whoever else is playing with her.
Okay. Yeah. Well, just keep her moving.
Okay.
That's all.
Sure. We'll have her pick up if she gets
number. If she tops it like five times, pick it up
five times, moving
on,
twice.
Moving
that's
on.
It.
Is this like a scramble?
Yeah.
I don't.
All right.
Yeah.
So you're scrambled. You're good. You're good. So she'll feel comfortable. It's up to you to make her feel comfortable.
We will effort that. Yes, we will.
Okay.
You know, JJ's easy to be around. So he'll be the life of the party. He'll make her feel comfortable, take the edge off, and I'll just enjoy watching all of it.
Does he still have that wacky golf swing?
His swing is ever-changing, but he doesn't hit the foam practice balls anymore, which is good. And he does. And at last I played with him, he doesn't turn and actually watch his backswing the way he once did. So I think we're making progress here.
That was the craziest
thing
I've ever seen. Yeah. I'm a fan. I want to get to the baseball highlights, but just like, I don't think you really understand. He used to hit foam golf balls
in between shots. Yeah. He'd be like, oh, I'm going to hit a foamer.
Yeah.
As like a practice swing with some contact. He hit a foam ball, then hit his regular ball, and then pick up the foam ball and put it back in his pocket or bag for the next time.
I like JJ. I think he's funny. I think he's good at what he does. I'd wrap my 5-iron right around his head if he did that. Like, we're not sitting here watching you hit foamers.
Yeah.
We're not doing that.
We played a round in Connecticut a couple years ago after we went to the Travelers.
What the hell's wrong with
group
you?
Of us?
Yeah.
It was legitimately the worst round of golf I've ever experienced in my life because of the foamers, and he was just so in his head at that point. It was actually, it was painful. It was uncomfortable to watch.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I don't want to be a part of that.
No,
it slows everything down.
Yeah. That won't happen.
First of all, I have never heard of anybody hitting foamers.
Yeah, never in my life.
Foamer.
What is
that? He's saying that last year. I'm going to hit a foamer.
That is such a narp thing. It's not even funny. Did he play sports in high school?
Baseball, right?
He didn't play baseball?
Baseball. I'm sure he played other sports growing up, but yeah, I think he played high school baseball.
All right, that's why he's so passionate about baseball.
Yes, and he played played in the men's league after college for a while on Staten Island.
That I could respect.
Yeah.
All right,
here we go.
Did you watch Severino in July and August with Roman Bahanaba?
Did you watch Severino in August with Roman Bahanaba?
Oh, man. You'll be happy to know that when we were in Nashville, the guys for Lou Gower's thing, they brought up you breaking down, trying to figure out what the heck you were saying there.
Yeah.
They loved that so much.
We figured it out.
Lou Gower's buddy, yeah. Well, that's what he said. Oh, it's one of my favorites. And he like pulled it up. He had it saved somewhere, easy access in the hotel room. So I was listening to you break down JJ in the hotel room.
It took a while, but the caller's name was Bob. And he said, did you see Severino in August with Romine behind there, Bob? Because he was asking for a change at catcher.
Yes.
For Romine behind there,
Romine behind there,
that was unbelievable. I mean, that took us a good half an hour to figure out what the hell he was saying.
No, I think it was actually over the course of several days.
Oh, was it? Okay.
We kept coming back to it, yeah.
All right, let's get to the baseball. Last time Mark Vientos hit a home run, it was that opposite field grand slam in San Diego. The Mets blew that game and lost. Last night at Williamsport, not the case.
Hit high in the air to right field. Pretty deep. Canzone back to the track. Nearing the wall. It is gone. Mark Vientos out to right field. 3-run home run a four RBI night.
Keith Ratt, Odyssey Mets Radio, on a night where the ball was not carrying. He carried that one out and over the fence opposite field. It blew the game open in the fifth, and the Mets went on to take the rubber game for the Mariners 7-3 after what was another brutal loss Friday night at Citi Field. You got the sparkling debut for Nolan McLean Saturday, followed up by last night's victory in the Little League Classic. Here was Vientos on that whole experience, enjoying the Little Leaguers earlier in the day and then having them there to watch the big leaguers in the Sunday night standalone spot.
It was awesome. It was awesome. Right before that bat, one of the kids told me, he said, "Hey, Vientos, if you hit a home run, you got to give me your bat." Unfortunately, I was looking for the kid. I couldn't find him after that, but
that's a bummer.
It was pretty sick.
Maybe they'll track him down. It was a kid on the Metro team, which is from hailing from Connecticut, where Vientos was born. So I'd imagine they can figure that out.
I hope so.
Yeah, I'm sure he maybe left the bat behind.
And good for Vientos remembering that and trying to find the guy.
Yes, so. And he also referenced it in the one-on-one he did with John Morosi on MLB Network. So he was sure to bring that up.
The interesting
times.
Thing about this now is their next six games, Washington and Atlanta.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to go 4-2, maybe 5-1 in these games, and hopefully this starts to turn their season around.
Sal last night on SNY said he's expecting 6-0.
On the road, where they play like absolute dog crap. Well, hey, I'd sign for 4-2.
Yeah, sign up.
I would sign up for 4-2 right now, because then the Phillies come to town.
4-2 spot, sign for it. Other notables from this game, Clay Holmes, 5 innings of 1-run ball. Ryan Helsley actually got 3 outs without allowing a run or more.
That was actually, that's the guy that they traded for.
Yeah.
That we saw last night.
I mean, obviously he has electric stuff.
By the way, was David Cone there last night again?
Yeah.
I know, you always bring this up.
I want to hear him talk more. he talks so little.
Is it that, or is that Eduardo Perez never stops talking?
Well, he never shuts up. We know that, but I'm just saying, like, David Cone's in there. Tell me what this guy's going through. What's the problem? I mean, they call Ravish to try to get it out of David. Well, he's got to work on things. I mean, what? What are we doing?
I love
David Cone. I think he knows exactly what
you want to hear more from him.
Like when Darling and Hernandez are going back and forth, pitcher, batter.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, David, get in there.
Give us a little something more.
Yes.
Francisco Alvarez, 3-for-4 with an RBI that he injures his thumb sliding into second base on a double. So he was lifted, I think it was in the 7th MRI today back in New York. So hopefully all is well with him. And Francisco Lindor has finally caught fire, 3-for-5 last night. 6-game hitting streak, 5 in a row with multiple hits. That includes 3 homers, 3 doubles during that span. Here he is on the turnaround.
He has come down to execution. The hitting department, they've been preparing us day in and day out. They've been telling us what to do and the game plan. Yeah.
Not the hitting coach.
But I didn't execute.
He did. He mentioned the hitting coach and I think the assistant hitting coach as well. He's putting it on himself and the players. He's like, these guys are giving us what we need. We're just not getting the job done. And now he is.
Do you think that someone answers a phone going, hello, hitting department somewhere?
Like the bat phone.
Like there's someone that's like, hitting department.
It is literally a bat phone. It looks like a bat.
Yeah. Hitting department. This is Dan.
Right.
You think someone's doing that?
Sitting around. Maybe. Can't rule it out.
Look,
when he's going, they're a different team. Look, so
they all got a hit with runners in scoring position. That's been their, I wouldn't say their number one problem over the last 2 weeks. Their number one problem over the last 2 weeks has been the pitching.
Yeah, the bullpen specifically.
Yeah, the bullpen was a disaster.
Starting pitching, bullpen, everything.
But this weekend
still,
you got two good starts.
Look, man, they still are in the mix. And all it will take to wipe all of this crap away is what they did last year. Go on the run.
Yep.
Go on the run and have those timely hits and have the pitchers come in and get those timely outs. And then everybody forgets this nonsense that we're living through right now.
Let's hope it's that. They've got the day off, open a series in D.C. tomorrow night, game and a half clear of the Reds for that final NL wildcard spot. Cincinnati finally cooled off the Brewers Sunday. Needed extra innings, though, in a walk-off win to end Milwaukee's winning streak at 14. And by the way, Mets are still 5 back at the Phillies, but you saw the Zach Wheeler news over the weekend?
Yeah, blood clot.
So who knows how long that's unfortunate. Obviously, you don't wish that on anybody, but unclear how he could potentially miss the rest of the year.
They put him on the 15-day IL right now.
Yes, blood clot in the right arm.
Eventually, it's probably going to go to 60 and it'll probably be done.
Well, they got to.
Really, you think?
Look into it further, I guess.
I mean,
see
a blood clot in
the
shoulder, man, they're not going to be messing around with that.
He pitched 5 innings Friday, reported heaviness in the arm, and then they went and checked him out, and that's what they found. So, see what happens with him. Quickly, before we run out of time, to St. Louis, a winning weekend for the Yankees.
His pitch hit the other way, down the right field line. That's in the corner. Jazz will walk home. It's 8-4 Yankees. Goldie is at
rattles around in the corner, eases into second with an RBI double. Big knock on a three-hit day for Paul Goldschmidt on his homecoming here to St. Louis.
Dave Sims here on The Fan. That capped the scoring in an 8-4 Yanks victory. Yeah, over the Cardinals. There was concern for Goldschmidt heading into the series with that sprained knee. He avoided the IL, didn't play Friday or Saturday, but certainly had himself a ball game Sunday. 3-for-5 with 2 doubles facing his former team.
Yeah, these fans are amazing here, and you know, I'm so thankful for them and the support they showed me, not just today, but for every time I was here. And you know, these fans are great. They love the Cardinals, they love their players, and very similar to the Yankees fans. So two great places to play.
Yeah, that's what they said during the game last night. You know, the Cardinal fans treated them great and everything else.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, all right, so Giancarlo Stanton, what's wrong with him? Didn't we have a bet on this?
Yeah.
We had a bet.
You don't think that there's something going on? Because, I mean, it feels to me like there's something going on.
Yeah, I guess.
Something going on?
There's something going on.
It's got to be something more than just soreness.
Usually when something like this happens.
I'm sore.
I thought this was more maybe not comfortable playing him in the field. Like, they know they got comfortable using him at home. I could be wrong. Now, he did pinch hit and walk.
But there's no turf
Sunday.
Out there, right? It's grass.
No, but I think sometimes the dimensions. Look, Clint Frazier, who, of course, played for the Yankees, got a podcast now, referenced that. Usually his radar is up with the stand.
Oh, really?
Thing. Yes. So, and he goes, they're usually very the Yankees keep it very buttoned up, but his feel is that there must be something going on. I thought it was just a defensive situation with Judge DHing, obviously not playing the field yet. I could be wrong.
He did
pinch hit and walk on Sunday, so
you know,
we'll find out.
I just have to ask you guys. All right, so,
okay.
So Giancarlo Stanton, great guy. By all accounts, great teammate. Everybody loves him, right?
It doesn't have a family, actually. Yeah, I was going to say has a family, but it's not a single guy.
Well,
I
mean, not maybe his own family as far as kids.
Right,
he's got family members.
He does have family members, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's 35 years old.
Yeah.
He's half my age.
Right.
And he's sore. Is that what we're talking about now?
I mean, you can get sore at 35.
I haven't played the field in two
general
years.
General soreness?
You know? Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
General soreness.
Yeah.
Let's hope that's all it is. Because we know that this man is prone for a IL stint.
Multiple IL stints.
Over the course of the season for a long time.
I mean, that guy is chiseled.
Yes.
I don't get it, man.
Well, we've been asking ourselves this question for how many years?
Ever since he got here.
He's wound very tight.
Tight.
He's very tight. Yes.
Well, we'll see. They've got the day off as well. They go,
you can sit on my face.
Maybe a little of that.
I'll stretch him out.
Can help. On to Tampa for two with the Rays at George M. Steinbrenner Field. And then they've got this big four-game series with the Red Sox coming up. And that should be fun. I mean, look, they're 3.5 clear of the Guardians for the final wild card spot in the AL. But just they're even on the loss side with both the Mariners and the Red Sox. So wild card standings in the American League are all jumbled up. Should be a fun week ahead for the baseball locals. Next hour, we'll mix in some of the Jets-Giants sound.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries. And you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus. You must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So you were out last week when the Kelsey's had on their New Heights podcast, Taylor Swift, who bopped on, was on there for 2 hours. And I guess Taylor Swift does this thing where she like drops little hints about stuff, about her album drops and numbers. And, you know, I asked Fleegs a little bit about it last week, but
he would know.
Yeah, and he gave me some good information on it. But one thing I didn't realize is she was apparently, according to some, dropping all these hints that you could make the inference that she's telling everybody she's going to be doing the Super Bowl halftime show this year.
Would make total sense.
Ton of sense?
It would make a ton of sense, especially if the Kansas City Chiefs are there. But
well, but you don't know that when you announce it.
I mean, but that's the one thing she hasn't done and she should do. And she'll be very well rested as her tour is over now. She came out with the new album, as we all know. Busted the internet when she went on to, with the Kelce brothers.
Certainly.
So I do hope she does the halftime.
Well, I mean, I think that would be, it would be very interesting. She's as big of an artist as there is in the world right now.
The NFL is basically taking care of her, like, and they should. I mean, the NFL is doing it right by her. Whatever she wants, she gets, and we're going to show her 100,000 times during the season. So,
well, and she actually made reference to that. She goes, you know, really the thing that what male sports fans want more of is me during their television broadcast. Like, she was making fun of the fact that obviously she catches some heat from being on TV.
I love the fact that she gets it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And doesn't seem too bothered by it either, which is a good thing. But yeah, I guess, yes, there's dropping little hints or at least doing that to get people talking about it. But yeah, I would think that would be intense.
I'm all in for that. She's our neighbor right here, so I'm all in for
that. Well, I mean, she's got many, many residences.
Well, I mean, but she's down here. She loves being down here.
Yeah.
She loves New York City.
Sure. Who doesn't?
I guess they were looking for homes in Cleveland Heights.
Yeah, in Cleveland.
Well, he's from Cleveland.
I know, but
do you have to buy anything?
No, you don't have to. I mean,
he's got family there.
True. I guess you could say, hey, well, you go to the Cleveland house.
The interesting thing would be, like, I know he spent a lot of money on a house in Kansas City. Is he going to be, he'll have ties there because of his great career for the Chiefs. And it's a Hall of Fame career, and he'll always be remembered fondly as a great superstar player for them, you know, when his career does come to an end. Do you think he stays in Kansas City?
No. With his, if he ends up marrying her, which it seems like that's going to happen.
I thought you were going to say that she was dropping hints that they were getting married.
No. It was, but I mean, which will happen.
And by the way, you know, the NFL Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. So watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Yeah, you're going to see a lot of Taylor Swift on Paramount Plus and CBS this year, aren't you?
I think so.
Didn't Giselle and Tom, when they were together, they were like real estate moguls. They bought houses all over the place and resold them. And
my sense is that somebody in Tom's sphere.
Sphere?
Yeah, because he's got a sphere.
Oh, he's got a massive
and
sphere.
And they had a big sphere when they were together.
Mm.
But somebody in their sphere used that couple to build real estate, use them as the lure.
Okay.
And then end up flipping or buying in a building that Tom and Giselle has said, you know, this is the place to be.
Sure.
And they probably got paid for it.
Did any part of you want to go back to Cincinnati after you came back to New York?
No.
And live there and be the
No, I love Cincinnati. I loved it. But just because of the media and everything going on here, I did not want to go back.
Yeah, it's true. I mean,
I love going back from time to time. It's fond memories, great place, great city, great place to live, but not for me.
I mean, you get a lot of those guys, though, that make their fame in a particular city that's not where they're from. There could be a smaller city to end up living there because, like, they're the king of the world. I mean, I saw a lot of that in Pittsburgh.
Well, so did I. I mean, like, guys like Anthony Munoz, Max Montoya, people that I play with, Joe Walter, Bruce Kaczerski, a lot of those guys, Barney Bussey, David Fulcher, Icky Woods, they all still live there. And they're treated like, you know, like royalty. I mean, because they were great players when they were there. And that's the thing that the Bengals have finally started to catch up with this Ring of Honor. You know, you have all these great players that you need to, like, show appreciation to so you can bring the fan bases that, cheered us on, have their kids that will cheer on the next generation and so on and so forth. Much like, almost every team in the NFL does it well when they do honor their past players. And finally, I think the Bengals have figured it out over the last 5 years.
And this year, your buddy Dave Lapham's going to go in. Yes. We love playing his highlights. He's on the radio broadcast and, of course, a former Bengal player. And Lamar Parrish as well. Going to go out there for that one?
Yeah, so I think it's a Sunday afternoon.
Oh, you can make it.
I could, but I don't necessarily know that I have seen an invite yet.
Oh,
I don't
that's
know how they do this. I don't know how.
That's a standing invite. If you're a former Ring of Honor guy.
I show up with my jacket on and I walk through the front door. I mean, there's no like formality to it.
Well, what are they going to do? Say, Boomer, you can't be a part of this? They're going to love the fact that you're there.
Yep, but I don't know where they're if they're sending an invitation. I haven't seen one. So
you don't need to be formally invited to that.
Al, is that something that you need to be invited to?
Yeah, because you're right. You go to the stadium, and then what happens?
They say, "Hey, Boomer, love to have you."
I have my gray Bengal line jacket, and I walk in. And I go, "Hey, I'm here."
No, I think I mean
like, what?
What? But it's not they're going to turn you away.
Yeah, I don't know what happened last year. Like,
your name's up in the stadium.
Yeah, but I don't know what happened last year. Maybe it was just me. I didn't get the invitation, or maybe they didn't want me there. I don't know.
Because it's a standing invitation. They don't need to tell you.
No,
they don't need to tell you. If your name is on the stadium, you don't need a formal invite.
You need to tell them if you're coming or not.
Exactly. Yeah.
Just tell them. Let me ask you a question. They say, hey, if you want to come, we'd love you to come. Do I pay for everything and go? Or should I?
Now we're getting to the bottom of it. I got you.
But what? No, but I'm just asking.
No, they should pay for it.
I by the way, I don't even know. I think I got a mass email invite, not like as a Ring of Honor inductee.
Okay,
just a mass email invite.
And well, that's not.
And
good.
We'll give you two tickets.
Yeah, that's not great.
Yeah. All right. So, like, what do you want me to do about it?
Okay. I didn't know all of that. That's all.
You know, if I can get it paid for it, I'm all for it. I don't care.
Exactly. I'm not looking to get paid for it. I'm not looking for that. No. I'm not looking for that.
But free travel would be nice.
I am an elitist. You got to remember.
Yeah, big time elitist.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.